This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras have put the call out for community consultation into more inclusive names and ideas and a name change. And this is always a really interesting one because the response is very varied. Previously, when they took the Gay and Lesbian away and just called it Sydney Mardi Gras, there was huge outcry in the Sydney community. And we're based in Melbourne, which means we have a lot of people that have a different relationship to it as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tricky one and it has been around for a while because, there's definitely merit in the fact that the words gay and lesbian are not really completely...
Well, they sit in a certain stream for some people, yeah?
They're not as inclusive of the community, I guess, as they could be.
Well, true, to some people, but to other people, like older people in our communities, you know, that I know a lot of women that call themselves gay, and I know a lot of queer people or young people that consider gay to not be a representation of who they are. But this is where we get nightmarish with the alphabet soup. So how do we do it? How do we come up with a name that's better? And I love that they're doing this and that Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras have called out for community consultation. They're going to be starting with their top tier and patrons and things like that. But I think this is a brilliant way to approach it because it's really getting ideas out there. For me, I think it gets to a creative way to brainstorm, quite frankly. I mean, I was struggling when I was reading about it. I'm like, well, what would they call themselves? Like, you know, Sydney's LGBTI Pride Festival. Yeah. I think it has to still have Mardi Gras in the name.
Yeah, it needs to be punchy. And you can't just do what they did and take the words away either because it looks like you're maybe trying to go a bit more commercial.
Yeah, and the thing is, we're proud of our voices. We're proud of our diversity. We're proud of the many different parts that make us up. But do we make it Sydney's LGBTIQA+ Mardi Gras? I mean, for me, that kind of rolls off the tongue. Does it go in a completely different direction?
It's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful, but you know what? It's not when you get used to it. I know people go on and on about the little... But once you get it into a little rhythmic pattern, LGBTIQA+, just flows. Just flows right off there. But it's gotten us thinking, what is a good idea for a name change? What do you reckon could be? How do you feel about it even? We could even get some people's responses. We want to hear from you about this, you know, because we're really curious what people think about it. Do you have a suggested name change? Do you have an idea? Because last night on my social media, my friends in Sydney were not having a bar of it. And I often wonder, because we're here in Melbourne, every single time we head up to Mardi Gras, it's always, especially here within the Joy offices, a point of conversation when we're speaking to the people in the bi community who are a part of the team here at Joy and the trans and gender diverse community, when it's just like, well, it's gay and lesbian, so you sometimes don't feel a part of it. But this year, when I was at Mardi Gras, there was something really special about the work that Mardi Gras did. This was the biggest representation of trans and gender diverse people that they had.
Absolutely. I mean, if you watch the parade, it's definitely not an inclusive event.
It's very inclusive.
I think all colours of our rainbow are represented.
Oh, absolutely. And there's something even more special with a title like that, what it means to see this representation build and grow. But it's also been that name for a huge amount of years, and now it's time to find a space for something more inclusive. Yeah. I was about to say confusing.
I absolutely agree. But the struggle is, what do we call it?
So we today are going to be putting the call out to all of you. We're going to be having this conversation on air. We're going to be talking about it. What is the best new idea for a new name, new pride, new something? Have you got any suggestions? What's your take on Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras consultation in regards to the change? How do you feel about it? Why don't you let us know? Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. You can speak to Davide on the phone lines and you can let us know because we're really intrigued about this because we're still sitting here right now while the songs are on trying to figure out a change of the name. I mean, Pride Festival, I think it's still going to have Mardi Gras in it. It's got to have Sydney in it, but I think it can't just be Sydney LGBTI. And this is the problem now is when we jump into the next bit and we're trying to change things, how do we capture something that grabs it all? It's actually really exciting and it's a conversation I want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. We want to hear more about it. Robbie, have you got any ideas for name changes?
Yeah, I was thinking just before when the song was on and one came to me, Sydney Rainbow Mardi Gras.
Oh, I like that.
Like, I'm a big fan of the rainbow flag as our representation. And I feel like it's very inclusive. So I love the idea of maintaining some sort of LGBTI sort of representation.
Yeah.
But in a very easy way with a very simple word.
Sydney Rainbow Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Just think of the colouring that could happen there.
I know.
Well, I'm a little bit excited.
You know, I always wanted to get a rainbow tattooed on myself as a when I came out of the closet.
Really? Well, how long ago was that when you came out of the closet then, Robbie?
Oh, it was later than it should have been, I can tell you that much.
Because you're certainly making up for it now. As we talked about last week on the show, Robbie, when he had his official vows with his husband, was the most rainbow I've ever seen anyone be in all my life. And that is the Robbie. I feel like we need to do a photo shoot where I'm in really dark clothing and painted grey and you're rainbow and bright and
that's
a whole
great,
lot of fun.
Actually, no, that's very good. I'm a big, big fan of rainbows. I own a lot of rainbow-coloured item of clothing, so it's no surprise I've come up with Sydney Rainbow,
well,
Sydney Rainbow Mardi Gras.
Does that mean maybe it's time we got a rainbow tattoo on you, Robbie?
Oh, gosh. Absolutely not. I'm just scared. I used to be braver.
All right. Well, we'll see. Well, what's your suggestions for a name change for Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras to make it more inclusive? Why don't you give us your opinions, give us your ideas, give us your thoughts? So we're putting the call out and we've been getting quite a few messages, haven't we?
We have. We have. A lot of people have a lot of opinions on this. Thank you to Adrian who said that he would also just simply rename it the Sydney Mardi Gras.
Yeah, everyone, that's been a couple of those we've gotten.
Yeah,
but last time when they did that, people complained.
True. They have tried that before, so maybe it's not going to stick. Leanne from Wyndham Vale called in. Thanks, Leanne. And she said the Sydney GL Plus Mardi Gras.
Or Sydney Pride and Diversity Festival.
Nice.
I think we've got to keep Mardi Gras in it, though. But I get what there. It's Pride and Diversity. Like, bang on. Yeah.
This one I like a lot. And this one was from, not sure. But they suggested that Sydney Queer and Community Mardi Gras works.
Oh,
it has a similar rhythm, has queer as a neat umbrella term, and also an emphasis the support the event gets from the general public.
That's true. I mean, it's hard. What's in a name? Apparently everything. Then we've got some other messages as well. We've got another one saying, I would rename it Mardi Gras to the Big Gay Out. Well, Brisbane already have that, unfortunately, and so do the UK. So we're probably not going to get that. But they've messaged back in saying that's from Cleo from Coburg. Thank you very much, Cleo. And we have a fabulous guest who's joining us in the studio, the lovely Michael from Hide and Seek. Hello, Michael.
Hello, hello, hello.
Now, you had a suggestion for a name change as well, didn't you?
Yeah, and I think it's the best one.
I'm scared. I'm scared, I tell you.
Angela. just call it Angela. Are you guys heading up to Angela this year? I think it sounds great.
Oh, you know what's gone into my head when you've thought that, though, is Angela from Who's the Boss?
Oh, yeah.
That's the immediate thought I've had with the fabulous shoulder pads, a great thing. All right, so we're putting the call out to all of you, everybody. So what other names have we gotten?
Marvellous Brad has messaged in and said, let's rename it the Australian Mardi Gras Melbourne.
Of course, I don't think Sydney will like that. I don't think Sydney will be happy about that one.
No, we might have to move it as well. I don't think that's a problem. And we have also had one in that says Saga Mardi Gras, so sexual and gender acceptance Mardi Gras. It covers everyone I can think of. Also, saga can mean a long, heroic story of journey and achievement, and that's from Bi Sister.
Oh, that's fantastic from Bi Sister. That's pretty... Look, I'm liking the way this is going. Everyone's got different suggestions. Everyone's got different ideas. If you've got one that you want to suggest, hit us up on 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au, and then you go into the draw to win this double pass to see some hilarity. Obviously, you have to be a Joy member and you can't have won anything in the past week. But we've got a little guest in the studio with us as well, the fabulous Miranda, who, I mean, what aren't you on? Agenda, you're on
Geeks Out.
You were before the show today, you were in the studio and you were covering the afternoon shift. Thank you very much.
You know, I have a confession to make. I actually live here in a hammock in a back room somewhere. So whenever they need to trot someone out,
you just roll on out.
They'll just poke me with a broom and I'll come out.
So have you got a suggestion for a name change?
You know, I kind of want to throw my love out to all the trans boys out there, and I think that we should either call it Aiden, Jaden, or Caden, because those are the names that all the boys go with.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, there's another great suggestion. I kind of love it. But you can give a suggestion just like this.
Just like Pete has, who said, I'd like to see the Mardi Gras renamed the Sydney Gay, the Sydney Lesbian and Gay Festival, or SLAG Fest for short. has a beautiful ring to it.
I don't think that one's going to win. I don't think that's going to go. But you know what? We haven't been able to hit quite a name yet. Some people have said Rainbow. Some people have added in Pride. Maybe our next guest will have a suggestion. And let us know what your new rebranding, rename is for the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. They're asking for community consultation because they want a more inclusive name. What's your suggestions? We've had Slag. We've had Melbourne. There's been so many.
We've had, what was it, Antoinette?
We've had Angela. We've had Jaden. Just hit us up, 0427-JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au.
Fun-filled show.
It's been so much fun. So many guests, so much going on. I promised Robbie I would quieten things down, but I can't seem to do that.
No, you wouldn't know how busy a homosexual in Melbourne needs to make a full show.
Oh, by the way, you're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Jaden. We've been having an absolute ball. We've been asking our listeners. They've gone in the draw to win a fabulous prize as a part of the comedy festival.
They have, for a double pass to see Larry Dean.
And we've been asking you, what suggestion do you have to rename Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras?
And congratulations to our winner, who is Brad from St Kilda.
Oh, congratulations, Brad.
Yay.
You're a winner, baby. What was Brad's suggestion? Let's see. Let's have a look. Brad suggested...
We had some great suggestions in there.
Oh, Brad suggested the Australian Mardi Gras Melbourne. The Australian Mardi Gras Melbourne. That's a very good suggestion. Congratulations, Brad. You have won a double pass to see... Larry Dean for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival on Wednesday, the 3rd of April. That's thanks to the Comedy Festival for giving us that fabulous prize. Now, Comedy Festival has kicked off officially today. Today is the first day of the Comedy Festival. We've had a couple of comedians on, and we're going to have more next week. Next week, we're doing Blankety Blanks with Dolly Diamond in the studio. So if you thought today was chaotic, just wait. It's going to be a whole lot more ridiculous.
You thought Karen was camp. You wait till you see Dolly.
Oh, we've had so much fun, but I want to just shout out to everyone. Do tune into our podcast where you can recapture all the beauty that we have here each and every Wednesday. And also, a fantastic interview I did with Aja from Drag Race on the weekend. We were meant to have it for on air on the show, but it went for 40 minutes and got quite deep and was absolutely amazing. So download that and have a listen. We loved it. Robbie, it's been a joy.
And you, Dean, I'll miss you this week.
I'll miss you. Well, I mean, I'll see you pretty shortly. But still, you're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie with and Dean. And why am I getting our names wrong today? You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and we will see you again next Wednesday for more Hump Day fun. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your Hump Day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.